am extremely grateful, extremely thankful of being inducted into the Pride, and it's I'm definitely proud and emotional right now. It's been a long time coming, had a lot of ups and downs, but I persevered. Just to thank God for my life right now. It's not the end, but it's a new beginning. You know, first I want to thank the owner Shad Khan for calling me personally and letting me know that he's decided to induct me in the Pride. And I'm very thankful to the Jag Nation for supporting me all these years when I was scoring touchdowns and my off the field issues. I'm just happy that God has allowed me to be resilient and persevere and show that you can turn your life around and still be on top. I also like to thank Coach Coughlin for being a second father to me and helping me through those tough days. I'd like to thank my boy Keenan for, you know, for being my sidekick all those years. I'd like to thank Mark Brunell. I'd like to thank Fred Taylor. I'd like to thank Tony Baselli. Excuse me, guys, my phone is beeping, but I'd like to thank Tony Baselli. I'd like to thank the Weavers and the entire Jag Nation and even you guys. Thank you.
Yeah. Mark, do you want to open it up for questions?
Yeah, Jimmy, congrats. And curious, when did you get the call from Shad? When did you know this thing was coming? And was there a time when you thought this might never happen?
Well, there's always, you know, with my play and the stats, yeah. But you got to do more than that. And I think being in the Pride represents what you do in the community, how you treat people, how you engage people. I feel like it's my job when I see someone, regardless of where I am in this world, I try to engage them and make their day rather than the opposite. And just having a relationship with God, I just now gave my life over to God, Pastor T.D. Jakes in Texas, and I'm just loving life right now, guys.
All right, we'll go to Ryan O'Halloran with the time. Or go to Mark.
Well, Jimmy, I was just wondering, when did Shad call you and let you know the news?
Say again? I
couldn't
hear you.
Well, when did Shad give you the news?
He called me Saturday, and from a 217 area code, I started not to pick up the phone because I usually don't answer numbers I don't know, and Shad Khan, and I knew right then. My heart started beating fast, and I started, like I couldn't catch my breath, but he was, Jimmy, this is Shad Khan of Jacksonville Jaguars, and he began to say, you know, thanks for my service with the Jaguars and what I've done there, doing my time there, and how engaging I am to the community, how engaging I am on social media, that they were extremely proud of me, and I just really appreciate him for making the decision to induct me in the Pride. And just want to thank the owner, Shad Khan. All credit goes to him.
All right, we'll go to Ryan O'Halloran with the Times Union.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, Jimmy. Congratulations. How much does this sort of put a bow on your career right now? I mean, you've been retired a long time, but you know, they don't issue number 82. And now you're going to get your name on the stadium.
Oh, man, it gives me chills to hear you say that, get my name on the stadium, because it'll be there forever. Hopefully I have my grandkids' kids will be able to see that, but it just means a lot. I was talking to Fred Taylor this morning. He was the first to call to congratulate me. And, you know, me and Fred got one relationship that's second to none. He's like my brother. I love him, but you know, he was just talking to me about the importance of having your name in that stadium and the responsibilities that are going to come with it, you know, and that's being a good role model and being that someone who can help someone else. So, you know, it means a lot to me.
All right, we'll go to Mike DiRocco with ESPN.
Congrats, Jimmy. I was just curious, did you think that this might have happened sooner, your induction to the Pride, if you hadn't had some of your off-field issues? And does that make the fact that you persevered from that, so does that make it an even bigger accomplishment?
Yeah, I think it would have happened sooner, but, you know, God has a plan for us all, man. It's just, lately, it just seemed like since I turned my life over to God, I've been getting, like, these gifts from God, and this is one of them. And I think it's the timing is perfect, because had I not gone through some of the off-the-field issues, I wouldn't be the person that I am today. I've definitely matured and learned from my mistakes and able to help that other guy who may be struggling with the same issues that I've struggled with in my life. And this could be an inspiration to that someone else, you know, and helping them get over their problems. Because we all have problems. You know, everybody has issues and have problems. It's just, how do you deal with those problems? And how do you come out of it? And I feel like I've definitely, the work is not over with me by any means. But I'm definitely grateful for today, grateful for the Jaguars, grateful for God, and grateful for my family.
Jimmy, you said the work's not over by any means. What do you mean by that?
The work's not over. It's still struggling with an addiction. You know, it's every day. It's not like you got it equipped this day and it's gone tomorrow, you know. So I have to live my life in recovery as a reminder of what I've gone through and where I am today and how I persevered, and not to go back there again. So that's what I mean when the work is just beginning. It's not the end, it's beginning of the second chapter of my life, and it's going to be a lot of hard work, and I got a job to do. It's up to me to go out there and be a role model for those that are in need.
All right, we'll go to John Osher with Jaguars.com.
Hey, Jimmy, congratulations, man. Considering you were one of the first players ever to sign, meaning even before Bisselli, you were here, what do you think it's going to mean to you the day, you know, the whole ceremony being back at Everbank? What's that weekend and that day going to be like? Can you even imagine it?
I can't imagine, because I couldn't imagine the last 2 years of the alumni weekend, the response that I got. And it's a long time coming, but it's just something that you can't even imagine, because I couldn't imagine how it was last year until it actually happened. So I'm just extremely excited. Being one of the original Jaguars, having a coach like Coach Coughlin to mold us, to strip me down. And
I'm just listening to the Jimmy Smith conference call.
And so I just got a lot of people to thank along the way. You know, I couldn't have done this by myself. It took a lot of my teammates. It took a lot of family support. It took a lot of fan support, and able to help me persevere and become the person I am today.
All right, before we go back to Ryan with the Times Union, if you could just remember to mute your lines if you're not asking a question. But we'll go to Ryan O'Halloran with the Times Union.
Hey, Jimmy, Allen Robinson and Allen Hurrings, I know you watch a lot of Jaguar football. What stands out about their two games?
Well, with those two guys, man, like when you just mentioned their names, I got chills, because, you know, when I think about those guys, I think about two other guys who did it before, and that was Jimmy Smith and Kenny McCardell. And I kind of have the same feeling about those guys as our fans do. We're all hopeful that these guys are the second coming. You know, that they can. Now let's get it right now. I don't want these guys breaking my records, but I want. something to win. Yeah, I'm sure Kenny feels the same way. But I can't wait to get there. I know training camp starts tomorrow. I can't wait there to get there and reconnect with the team and embrace these two guys, you know, and be a part of their journey. I know me and Kenan both feel like we can offer a lot to those guys as far as encouragement. And that's what these young guys need. And I'm just really excited about Allen and Hearns, about their progress and their success that they've had so far.
All right, we'll go to Hayes Carline with the Florida Times Union.
Hey, Jimmy, congratulations. I wanted to ask you about A-Rob and Hearns as well, but first off, looking at your career, what's the one highlight, whether it's a game or a moment, from that, you know, glorious run you guys had that stands out to you?
Yeah, there were several. Obviously, the first one that stands out is when we beat Denver, John Elway, in 96-97. And that game advanced us to the AFC Championship, where we had to face the Patriots, which we didn't get past that game. But that touchdown to clinch the game, we knew that John Elway was going to go and score because he's considered one of the greatest quarterbacks in NFL history. But to ice that game with a few minutes left on the clock to really put it away was one of the plays that stands out. I know Brian Sexton mentioned this morning the three touchdowns also in Denver the year before, three touchdowns three different ways, a kickoff return, a block punt, and I caught a slant from Steve Berline in that game. So that's one. Those are two games that stick out in my mind. The other is just so many. There were plays that I'm proud of and I'm fond of where I didn't even catch the ball. You know, the two runs that Fred Taylor made in the playoffs game in 99 against the Dolphins and Dan Marino's last game. Those plays, I didn't carry the ball, but just to be on the field blocking for Fred and to be a witness of this guy's talent and see it on the field was those plays really are fun for me.
I appreciate it. And then in regards to A-Rob and Hearns, how important from your perspective is it to have that second guy for A-Rob, for the defenses to have to worry about a guy like Allen Hearns and vice versa?
Well, it puts the defense in the bind because it's hard to cover two guys that can't be single covered. And that's the advantage that me and Keenan had. You know, it was going to take two guys to cover both of us. You know, two on Keenan and two on me. Okay, you add to the mix, you know, a great quarterback in Mark Brunell, someone to protect him in Tony Bruselli and the rest of our offensive line, and the greatness of Fred Taylor in the backfield, the greatness of James Stewart. We had Kyle Brady, Damon Jones. We just had a good nucleus. Coach Coughlin put together a good nucleus of guys who could play together and were extremely talented. So I see that in this year's team with Allen and Hearns. I see that. I see them building. I see the quarterback and Blake Bortles. I see them running game, and I see the defense coming along. So it takes a lot. That's why this is the greatest team sport, because it takes the quarterback. It takes the offensive line blocking for the quarterback. It takes the running game to come into fruition in order for us to be successful. So I look forward to seeing that in these two receivers.
And you obviously, had a very long career. These guys are entering their third year. What's it like at that position? How much more can you learn going into your third year and beyond?
Well, you never stop learning. The day that you stop learning is the day that you stop getting better. And these guys will always learn. It's good that they're early enough in their career to where, I mean, they're extremely successful earlier in their career. Me and Keenan didn't have that early career immediate success. These guys do. So they have the jump on us. So it's just a matter of now of them being consistent. It's a matter of them taking care of their bodies, being healthy, making sure that their home life is straight. If their home life is straight, and I heard this from Chris Carter, if your home life is straight, then chances are you're going to be able to perform to the best of your ability on that field. And hopefully that's something that that guys like us, the alumni, can help these new guys with, you know, consulting with them, helping them maintain that edge in order for them to be successful.